Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about a situation where two people were on a road. One of them was on a horse, for example, and the other one was walking. And the person on the horse told the one who was walking, "Do me a favor, I see a lost object on the floor. Can you pick it up and hand it to me?" So when the friend picked it up from the floor, question becomes, did he now acquire it for his friend on the horse, or is it possible that he could also acquire it and keep it for himself? Mishnah says, if somebody was riding on an animal and he saw a lost object on the ground, and he told his friend who was standing next to him, "Do me a favor, give it to me. Give me that item that's on the floor. I'm on the horse. I'm above high. I don't want to have to dismount from my horse. Could you do me a favor and give me that item?" Netala ve'amar ani zachiti ba. Now the friend who was walking near the horse, he took the item off the ground, even if he wanted to give it to the rider and hand it to him, and then he changed his mind. He said, "No, I'm acquiring it for myself. I'm going to keep it for myself. I'm not going to hand it to you, to the rider, to give it to you, but I'm going to take ownership of it." We say zachaba. The friend, the one who's off the horse, has acquired the item. Even if he picked it up off the ground to hand it to his friend who's on the horse for his friend to acquire it, even if he did it with, if he picked it up from the ground with that intention, as long as he didn't hand it to the friend to acquire it, he still was holding on to it. He didn't take ownership of it, but the moment he changes his mind and says he wants to take ownership of it and it's in his hands, he acquires it for himself. So the rider did not acquire the lost object. The friend is allowed to take it for himself. He acquired it. We see from here that actually holding onto the item is what causes the acquisition, as opposed to somebody who just notices something and sees something and says, "I want that item." No, it's about actually picking up the item is what acquires it. But im mishenat natnalo amar ani zachiti batehila. But if after the friend who picked the item up off the floor by the instruction of the rider, the horse rider, and then he handed it to the horse rider, and then he said afterwards, now the item's in the horse rider's hand, "No, when I picked it up, I acquired it for myself. Even though I handed it to you, horse rider, I really acquired it for myself before I handed it to you, therefore it's my property." We say, lo amar klum, he hasn't said anything. We do not believe this friend, because if it was true, why would he then hand it to the horse rider in this situation? Obviously, when he picked it up and then handed it to the horse rider, he didn't have the intention to acquire it for himself. He rather wanted to pick it up and hand it to the horse rider to acquire. Therefore, we say the rider acquired it when it was handed to him, and the friend who was off the horse did not acquire it.